SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israeli officials say it was a gutless attack, an Iranian missile slamming into a large hospital in southern Israel early Thursday morning, causing extensive damage, wounding dozens of people. Iranian strikes also hit a high-rise apartment structure in Tel Aviv. And President Trump saying he does not want to carry out a U.S. strike on Iran, but will if necessary. Number of undecided cases before the Supreme Court.
There are still 16 cases before the court as it enters the home stretch of its current term. One is an emergency appeal to allow the Trump administration to enforce Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. Other cases include a religious rights case over LGBTQ storybooks in public schools, congressional districting in Louisiana, and a Texas online pornography case. The Supreme Court typically aims to finish its work by the end of June. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Eric has intensified into a very dangerous Category 3 hurricane as it closes in on the southern coast of Mexico. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say that Eric had reached maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. Authorities say the storm likely to make landfall later Thursday morning.
The East Pacific has been very active so far. This is the fifth named storm, the second hurricane. Those two are about a month ahead of normal.
That is Brian McNulty, a hurricane researcher with the University of Miami. He adds that Eric is expected to continue to strengthen before crashing into the coast with potentially destructive winds and life-threatening flash flooding. This is SRN News. Oh, the number of households headed up by same-sex couples is going up.
It's still a tiny percentage of the overall U.S. population, but in the last 10 years, the number of gay couples heading households has gone from about 850,000 to 1.3 million. Those figures come from the Pew Research Center, which also reports that homosexual households are more likely to be found in the Northeast or the Far West. Gay partners are also more likely than straight couples to have a college degree and be wealthy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In northern Greece, monasteries have been damaged by a series of earthquakes. Magnitude 5.3 quakes struck the Mount Athos Peninsula this month, followed by a series of both undersea and land-based tremors. Semi-autonomous monastic republic is one of the most important religious sites for Orthodox Christians. This is SRN News. Honda successfully launching and landing its experimental reusable rocket at its facility in Japan. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The rocket reached an altitude of 271.4 meters, or roughly 890 feet, and landed within 37 centimeters, or roughly 58 inches, of the target touchdown point. The duration of the flight was 56.6 seconds. According to the company's press release, quote, the test was completed successfully, the first time Honda landed a rocket after reaching an altitude of nearly 300 meters. Honda said in 2021 that it is conducting research and development in the field of space technologies. The company now says it aims to launch a suborbital space flight by 2029. Bernie Bennett reporting.
In Texas overnight, a SpaceX rocket being tested has exploded, sending a dramatic fireball into the sky. Officials do point out, though, all personnel are safe and accounted for. More details at srnnews.com.